באר שבע ויהיה לה יחורונה. ויעקב ליבס באר שבע ויהיה לה יחורונה איקרוס תחורה. Yaakov leaves the Havika place called Be'er Sheva. And he goes down to Choron, he goes back to Choron. And the Mefarshim already bothered by Rashi, and he's on the Mokoyim. Why do we have to emphasize the leaving of the Mokoyim of Be'er Sheva? Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva. Let's tell where he left. The Iker is where he's headed to. So Rashi says, "Voyo yitzov lichtov vayelach Yaakov Choron." Then he went to Choron. Lama iski yitziyosoi. Why do we mask here the leaving of the town of Be'er Sheva? Elamagid sheyitziyosoi sheyitziyah tzadik min hamokoyim oisir roishem. The Torah is teaching us a big yisoid that when a tzadik leaves a place, it makes a roishem. It makes an impression on that place. Why? Because when the tzaddik is in that place, hu hoido hu zivo hu hadra. He is the hoid, he's the zivo, he's the hadra. Yotze misham, pana hoida, pana zivo, pana hadra. If you leave that place, everything's missing. Everything's lost. So the question everybody we can all ask, if a tzaddik leaves a mokum and makes a roishem, the chayr we had many times before, the aziva of Avram went on the way, Yitzhak went on the way, we're on the way, they're all on the way. Everything has to be a song today. We're learning, you know, it reminds me of a song. And you start singing the song. Commercial. Anyway, so everybody's on the way, everybody's vayetze. Why is the emphasis on the Torah of Yaakov Avinu's vayetze? Next, we come to the parasha, Vayivka b'mokoyim, Yaakov Avinu's vayivka b'mokoyim vayolen shom. Vayolen shom. He goes to sleep over there. Vayol and Shom, he goes to sleep in that Mokoyim. Kivu HaShemesh, he wants to go to sleep better. The night is Kofza, the sun sets too early, and he goes to sleep. Vayol and Shom, and Chazal Medayik later on, that this dream took place after Vayishkav Mokoyim Ahu, says Chazal. He slept in that place. Loshen Miut. Ve'oise Mokom Shochav Avo Yud Gal Shom Sheshima Ish Beveis Eve Lo Shochav B'Layla. She'oise Gatari. 14 years. 14 years. He had left Beis Eva, and 14 years in that Beis Eva, he didn't go to sleep. The fellow in the Gazach, he doesn't go to sleep for 14 years. Obviously, it doesn't mean he didn't fall asleep, he didn't go to sleep, he didn't go into the bed. Once you go into the bed, as everybody knows, it's guaranteed sleep. It's come out of guarantee, except for some guys say, Rebbe, I couldn't sleep last night. I was in the bed for 4 hours. I couldn't figure it out. George, you slept the whole day. He's not going to fall asleep at night. Change your schedule a little bit. Night, sleep, day. it's hopefully in the coming future he'll figure it out. At night is for sleep. But anyway, Kitzel, he goes to sleep that day, that night, the first time in 14 years, and he has a dream. And the dream is a very interesting dream. There's a ladder going up to the Shemayim. There's Malachi Alkim going up and down this ladder. So it's a few ha'aras you want to make. First of all, why Dafkin now does he have this dream? All of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's on top of this ladder. Okay, Hashem says that Vayom Hashem, Ani Elokei, I'm going to go watch you. But why is this thing with the ladder, Mutzav Arza, right now, the ladder going up? Going all the way up to, and the Malachi Elokim Oylem V'Yordim Boy. Rashi explains they were going up Tchilav V'Yordim. It's the Malachim Levud from who escorted until now. We're leaving him, and new Malachim were coming down. But the question is, why the dream exactly at this point, the first time that he goes to sleep? Obviously he slept before and during the 14 years and he said he would go to sleep. Here he went to sleep. He has a dream that the Malachi Alakim are going up and down this ladder, and this ladder is heading to Shemaima. And not only that in the dream. What else does he hear in the dream? In the dream he sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the whole Eretz Yisrael and he's makapel it. He folds it up and puts it underneath the head of Yaakov Avinu. Remez, there's going to be easy to be koivish this land. Ki'ilu, it's all in one place. It's going to be so easy. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. Fold it up, the Gantz Eretz Yisrael, put it under your head. It's going to be easy for your opponent to capture Eretz Yisrael. We have to understand what exactly this means. Why Dafka now, the Remez, all these things. Next, we have to understand, the Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu took rocks, he took the rocks from that place. Yosem Mirash or so, he took the rocks and put it around his head. That's how he's going to go lay down. As we know, what happened to the rocks? The rocks came together into one rock, and he was lying on that one rock now. Vayikach mi'avdei amok, he took from many rocks, but it says later on that it was all came into one rock, it had a fight. And what was the fight? The fight was each rock was fighting. Alright, Yonia Tzadik Roishoy, that the Tzadik should put his head on me. Why is that rock? So I want to have the rock. I want to be the rock that the Tzadik puts his head on. So Hashem said, they're fighting over it, let them become one, and they all merge into one rock. But I always had the question, and we mentioned this question a few times, that this story happened, according to Rashi, it's Mashma, before he went to sleep. Even though we always say in the coloring books, page 17, look, you know, you see with Yaakov Avinu sleeping, and the Z is going up, right, in the coloring book. He's wearing his stupid, you know, like, nightcap, some stupid old person, and you see him sleeping there. Also, in the middle of the night, you see these rocks fighting, and they convert to one. But Rashi's Mashma, that the whole thing took place before Yaakov Avinu went to sleep. Because it says, Vayikach ha'evin, asher saw mirash, so he took the rock that he placed by his head. Mashma, Rashi said that b'sharas, when he put it down, it already become one rock. So is Mashma and Rashi. So the question is, if they became into one rock, so why didn't he go get more rocks again? Everybody hear the question? If they all came into one, he originally went to get all the rocks. So he put the rocks around his head, make a whole nice blockade, and they all came into one mashba before he even put it down. They all came to one rock. Okay, now they became one rock. So now you should go get other rocks now and put them around it. Why did he stop right there? One more thing we have to ask. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishinoso. Yaakov wakes up from his sleep. What's Mishinoso? Vayoymo Ochen Yesh Hashem Bamakoyim Azeva Onoichi Lo Yadoti. The Lashon is very, very shmer. What he means by Onoichi Ochen Yesh Hashem Bamakoyim Azeva. What does it say? Ochen. Behold, Yesh Hashem Bamakoyim Azeva. What do you have to word the words for? I didn't know. You just should have said, Achin, you should have been lo yadati, Hashem ha-mokom hazeh. What's Achin, yesh Hashem ha-mokom hazeh? Va'anoichi lo yadati. What's the cover of this pasuk? So you saw it over here, but you want to say, is a big yisoid on the godless of Yaakov Avinu and I'm not sure that he could reach, and the Rebbe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him at this venture in life. Yaakov Avinu at this stage of life was going from a gewaldic yeshiva bacha, from a person that steigt, than a person that grew to tremendous madreges. He was leaving now to Beis Lavan. He was going to get married. He was going to Beis Lavan. Hagam, that he thought it would be a short time maybe. But he was going on a different venture in life, leaving to be Isaac in Olam Hazeh. And Yaakov Avinu was very worried about that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show him in the dream that Yaakov Avinu had reached Madreges Atzumos. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him fall asleep. This is part of the Kasha also. Where was the Mokum that he fell asleep? Manoira Mokum Azeh Ein Zeh Kiyim Beis Elokim Zeh Shar HaShemayim. He had made him fall asleep at the Mokum HaMikdash, in the place of the holiest place in the world, that a human being, a physical human being, was going to sleep there for the first time. The point was to show him they had reached Madrega Atzuma Ad Ma'oit. They had reached the Madrega of Ke'ena Mahla. And how? Through Liman HaTorah. Through learning Torah. Without Hefzik for 14 years straight. The Bereshit was showing at this point in his life that he had just undertaken a tremendous avodah, 14 straight years of learning without Hefzik. And he had transformed his essence into Gemat a Malach Elokim. That was the remez. He named Malach Elokim Oilim V'Yoredim Bo. Avada was a remez. They're going to escort it. But who's Zorah to Malachim? Who's Zorah to Amadrei Malachim? Someone who himself has Gemat become like a Malach Elokim. Ochein Yeish Hashem Amokom Azeh V'Anoichi Lo Yadoti, says Hashem Mashtapoili. Behold, Yivonish Loim. What did he see? He saw the Kisei HaKavod. And who did his face did he see on the Kisei HaKavod? He saw the face of Yaakov Avinu. As Chazal said, Yaakov Avinu's face on the Kisei HaKavod. That was what he saw in that dream. As Chazal said, Ochein, he says the Remez, the other three dreams, the Nesher, the Nun, the Chav is the what's the other thing? the neshed is the aryeh and the karabia, the shore. What? Ochen is remez on the three on the other. What? Ochen yesh Hashem amokam hazeh. The ochen he saw the kisei hakavoy. V'anoichi lo yadati. I didn't know that my face is there. That was the dag of Yaakov Avinu's hasoge in Abchavoy. They had come to such a hasoge that he was kimat. He had uprooted the ganze gashmius from himself. He had got ridden of the ganze hamshocha, the pull towards gashmi. How did he do that? By limudat Torah, day in day out, on smoda for 14 years, and he became a chetza of a malach elokim kimat. And when a person is in that matzah, so the whole world is there to worship that person. Not worship, but to serve that person. For the whole world is made, as the Shalom writes in Perek Aleph, because Baruch Hu put the human being into this world, in a world, a physical world, in a world that has so much unbelievable things in this world, and they're all made to serve the tzaddik. Everything in this world, from beginning to end, the food, the animals, the plant life, the oceans and the valleys, and everything in the world is made to serve the tzaddik. As the Rambam writes in his Hakdama, that we see a castle in some place in the world. What was the purpose of that castle? That one day a tzaddik is going to walk by, and it's going to be very sunny out, he's going to need shade, and he's going to go into that castle. The creation of that castle was that one day, that 1 hour that the tzaddik took refuge in that castle. Because the world was made to service the tzaddik. So up to Gemara, up to Mesilas Yisharim, where do I see that? What's the remnant to that? Where do you see that? Mesilas Yisharim brings this Mayim Chazal. Yaakov Avinu went to sleep, he took the rocks. What were the rocks screaming? On me! That's where the tzaddik should rest his head. Says Mashiach Hashem, this was the classic. He brings this example. That all the tzaddik were fighting, Kulun Tzaddikav, that all the rocks were fighting. Why? Because they wanted to serve that tachlis that the world's made to serve the tzaddik. Hashem made a world around us. We were created last. The human being was created as in the tzaddik, or the marishon, who is the tzidkoi shalaylam, tzaddiko shalaylam, as Chazal call him, was made that the whole world should be there to service him. He should come into a world, he wasn't created first, he was created last. That he should come into a world that's totally set up, and fixed, and made in a way that he can enjoy and take him, and everybody should service him, even the malachim. Umalochi Hashem oylem v'yordim bo to service the tzaddik. But the Gemara is up in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin that the Rishon sit in Sanhedrin in Gan Eden and the Malochim were roasting butter. Come on, Gabriel, turn it up. Spare ribs tonight, Gabriel. Michal, a little turn that hamburger over again. I want it well done. Oh, the Marishan was sitting back in Gan Eden with a pina colada. And the Malochim were roasting, those are the Gemara, they were roasting both of them. Tonight I want some spare ribs. Got any spare ribs, Gabriel? Not you, you're not physical. But you got any spare ribs? I got one, I'm going to give it to Chava. Spare ribs! They're roasting both of Malochim! But even the Malochim were created for the human being. To service the human being. But which human being? The shleimus human being that reaches godless and strives for godless and always wants to get to godless. That human being, the entire universe is made to service him. Everything that's created in the world to service that tzaddik. The shleimus, the tzaddik that worked on himself. That worked on himself and pushed away the sleep from his eyes. And pushed away all the physical. Sleep is the greatest physical thing that a person does, the most physical thing that a person does. and sleep. He pushed it away. It's the least thing we have control over, sleep. The person falls asleep, he doesn't have control, and Yaakov Avinu pushed away that physical tire for sleep as much as possible. He didn't go to sleep to become totally spiritual, to the physical, became spiritual, become sholem, to become anochi lo yadati, to become the one that the world services. And when Yaakov Avinu put the rocks together, they fought. Yaakov Avinu himself was not sure. Maybe he did a chet. Maybe he did something wrong, that the world won't service him, because that's what Chazal said. But Regi does chet. The world becomes not only serviced, doesn't service him, the world goes against him. Like Hezekiah, when he killed Hebel, he was afraid from everything. The little white black mice, they're going to kill me, the animals. Because the world will go against you, if you destroy the world. If you messed up through chet. And Yaakov Avinu had a chashash that maybe chas v'shalom, he did some little chet, and therefore he needs protection from the world. But once he saw the rock came together, Yaakov Avinu realized that the world comes to service me. I don't have to worry anymore. We go get no more rocks. I don't need more rocks. The world is servicing me. What do I have to be afraid of? Animals? The whole world made to service me. This was the limud of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's rotzen was to reach shleimus, to always strive for shleimus, to get higher and higher. And the Chofetz Chaim says that even in the dream there was another remes. Hinei malachei Elokim oilim v'yoredim bo, the malachei Elokim are going up and down to tell the Yaakov Avinu that I know you're going to Chutz La'aretz, and I know going to a place you're going to have to deal with love and a Russia. But you have to know, you have to keep going higher. You have to keep striving. You have to keep looking to grow. You have to keep reaching the full shleimus that child. There's more shleimus that you can get. How is that? You're going to go into Olam Hazeh, into deep Olam Hazeh. You're going to have this joyness with Olam Hazeh, the Gezachin, and you're going to remain the tzaddik in love and garati, the Sayyid Mitzvah Shamorati, shleimus, even in the depths of Tumah. That's going to be even a bigger insight. But of course, those were Ramis. In the Malacha Oil of the Yordans of the Chofetz Chaim, you can't stay on the same, you got to strive by the Mishleimus. Too many Bochrim, they get satisfied with their level of accomplishment where they are. Baruch Hashem, I'm still in Yeshiva, I'm satisfied. And they don't strive to go higher. They don't strive to reach Shleimus. They don't strive to reach the Shleimus. But why is that? They stay in stagnation for days and months and years because they're not striving for higher levels. They remain satisfied. Okay, Rebbe, I'll get through this year with a few luck tomorrow and I'll be okay. They're not striving and not realizing their potential to reach even higher levels of godliness. Because everybody has in them koichos hanefesh that we spoke in other shulim, that they can reach levels of accomplishment they don't even think about. And they get to levels of tzidkus. Not everybody's going to be the Gadol Hador. You never know you could. But a tzaddik for Russia, that's in everybody's ability. That's our task in this world. And to become a tzaddik, we need to look for shleimus and to grow and to climb a ladder. Don't stay on the same rung so many years. But I think the deep understanding why a person stays on the same rung, because there's no shleifus, there's no hopes and goals to become godless, to become great. And part of the reason is that is for us. The reason why we don't have the shleifus, it's because we don't realize what godless is. We don't realize what godless is. We're stuck in the mud. We're stuck with our old habits. We're stuck with our own fantasies and our own evaluations of what's important in life. And we're missing the basics. What godless is. What are she'ifis? our she'ifas are to be successful in this world, in worldly things. And we don't have she'ifas in ruchnias. And part of the reason for that is, a major part of the reason is, because we don't understand this first Rashi. But Rashi says, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Shabbat. Yaakov left Be'er Shabbat, and when he left, upon a Zira, upon a Hashra, upon a... We asked, why Yaakov Avinu? And the answer is to that question is, Adala Yisoydi. When Avram left, Avadim made a Roshim. Avram was the one who the whole world looked up to. When Yitzchak left, Avadim made a Roshim. Because Yitzchak was also a familiar, he went to the Akedah, everybody knew about him. When Yaakov left, what it was he already? No one knew about him. He was a Yoshev at Olim, he sat at the Beis Medrash. He learned Torah every day. He was a regular yeshiva bacha. Signed up in Chevron Yeshiva. Maybe he was in two yeshivas. And now he went and he hid away in another yeshiva. Or he went in the same yeshiva but he hid away for 14 years. Did anybody know who he was? Did anybody understand about who his godless Teretz is? The Torah wants to teach us that the greatness of individual, he's the one who keeps the city going, is the Talmud Chochom, is the Ben Toyer. This is the She'ifa, and this is the Hashkofa that a person has to know and realize. That Yaakov Avinu, the lonely Yeshiva Bach who sat in a Beis Medrash day and night learning, he didn't do too much. He didn't fix roofs in the town. He didn't fix the plumbing system. He didn't fix anything. He sat and learned. But his learning is what kept the city going. And when a person has she'ifas, to be that one who understands the godless of Torah, he makes his own she'ifas to be somebody great in Torah. Everybody speaks about how to get she'ifas, how do I improve in life? Start reading books about Gedolim, of who they are and what they're about. To get she'ifas, to become greater, I have to appreciate what greatness is. But we're so stuck and we think what greatness is. We're so brainwashed and we're so fooled into what greatness is. People think greatness is how many rap words you can say together. That Bubba from this yeshiva saw a rapist or a rapist better. And they ran over to him to get his autograph. And they want to hook up with him and get his phone number because he's a rapist or a rapist, whatever you want to call it. He's both. That's what I look up to. Some black man who can't speak English. And he's wearing underwear. No sweat, no socks. Underwear and a t-shirt. And he gets on stage and he starts saying words. And most of them, we know what they mean. He's a professor of vulgarity. He just got a degree from the university. And that's who I look up to in life. I have pictures all over my wall about this black guy who never graduated high school. And he's on drugs and pot. Ooh, Rebbe, look at my hero. Let's say get a snapshot together. I wish I could get my arm around him. On the picture on the wall. Sam Watson. Let's read about his history. Doesn't know who his mother is. Doesn't know who his father is. Still looking. 6 years old, was put out in jail. By 11, pot and drugs. 13, he's already producing music. At 16, here he is, my hero. What an accomplished life. No brain, Sam. Fried. But he's my hero. I want to get a picture with him. If I'll see him in the street, I'll run after him. I'll cross highways, jump over cars to touch Samson. There he is! Did you see him? That's my music! The guys are a shugina! Off the wall! That's my hero! I also want to have an operation like him one day! That's my goal in life! I came into one Los Angeles last year. It was a mourning. He's dead. The Meshuggah is dead. Oh, 50 million billion people are in mourning. Terrible massive in the vote. The Meshuggah is dead. And basketball players. $1 billion bet right now. If Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I don't know who that is, some guy would tell, who's that? He walked in the door, you guys would go over. But a basketball player, could be a third string player on a high school team that you know. He walks, oh wow, here he is. And a pro player, wow. Another high school dropout just walked in. Wow, Michael Jordan, here he is. I wear Jordan sneakers. Look at my sneakers. Jordan I wear. When I jump, I just think of him all day and all night. But Yachalim, me name Sulam, and on the top of it is Michael Jordan with a basketball. Look, Rebbe, I've autographed underwear from Michael Jordan. So what is this guy? You look into this guy's life, he's divorced 18 times. He's on number 19. He's working in marriage counseling these days, trying to get it settled. Every worst thing in the world, even the best athletes that they see, they go into their private life. Mamish, all you see is terrible. Mamish, there's nothing there. Even the athletes that they thought had certain pride, there was certain etiquette, certain type of proper people with lives that they thought they were taka regular normal people. They look into their lives, everything is chayif, everything is meshugas, everything's on, there are drugs, they take drugs, they're cheating and everything in life. And these are the people we look up to. These are sheivas in lives. Music stars who are off the wall mamish, and guys are listening to that music and they look up to these people are off the wall mamish, and the guy will be murdered to you. He takes a guitar player, he starts smashing people and smashing it and smashing himself and sticking needles into, oh Rebbe, he's my hero. Who are you worshipping? Who are you looking up to? Pictures all over, you look at this unruh, pictures all over, there he is. Are you Meshugoyim? But we're brainwashed. Instead of looking up to the people that we come from, the great nation that we come from, the great people that these people, Yaakov Avinu, and all the others, and all the Rabbanim, and the Gadolim, who look into their lives, unbelievable what they went through, what they did. How so much they were in control of themselves. Had a benayim l'chaveira, and they deal with other people, benayim l'chaveira. How every movement of their life was in control. The tzaddik, when he leaves the city, that city loses its cool glamour. That city loses its greatness. That city is not protected enough anymore. Because the whole shmir of the city is not by the guards and not by the my next hero. It's the uncle of Pfeffenheim. He carries a gun. And he's a bodybuilder. He has 4,000 biceps. His pinky bicepsual muscle that pops out of his toenail. I look up to that. Because you can see he moves his toes and those muscles bulge out, the toe muscles. And he puts up his masculine body and he can beat up 16 people in one shot. That's who I look up to, because he could fight and he could punch and he could knock out the guy. Self-defense! I'm a self-defense man! The Torah says he doesn't protect the city. I don't care if he has muscle, muscles bulging from his brain. It doesn't protect the city. I don't care if he has an Uzi, a 766, the newest machine gun. It shoots from two sides. He has to watch out, it might shoot him also. And he has 74 different types of knives. And he has mamish unbelievable blow torches. And he has fire coming out of his mouth. He just goes like that. And everybody runs away. Well, maybe it's bad breath. It's one of the two. He can destroy anybody. He's the Hulk. That's my hero. Hulk Hogan! Touch it! There he is. Come on, Jerry, get up there. That's my hero. Last night he walked in the street. And two guys came over to him and went, clonk! And they were dead. That's who I look up to. Because he could protect the city. Zofyashi name. Who's not Zulo Ziva? Hulo Hoda? Even his masculine build is not Hoda or Ziva. What's Hoda and Ziva is the tzaddik who protects the city. To his learning, he's a skinny guy. Very, very skinny. Scrawny, skinny guy. Sits in the back of the base. He barely eats. He learns 18 hours a day. There's no koyach even to walk to his bed. He's what's knocking out all the Rishonim, all the Arab countries, everybody around him. That scrawny little guy, come on, he can't even lift a shtender. Come on, Rabbi, don't give me that stuff. I can lift 270 pounds. That's what's going to make us strong. I have a big gun, dressed in uniform, sergeant, Arabs. I take care of everything. It's in my hands. State Mishnazoy. Who Pono, who Ziva, who Honda? Yeshiva, scrawny Yeshiva Bacha. When he hasn't taken a shower in a week and he has red, black on his white shirt in the back already. He's protected. No one else. Not the big strong army guys. Not the big generals and their strategies. No one protects the city. Nor the tzaddikim, the Talmidei Chachamim who are sitting and learning by the Gemara. We gotta get out of our brain, Rabbi Zad. All the things that we were so brainwashed on what godliness is, what greatness is. Having a fancy car, driving a 627 Porsche, driving motorcycles down the rear road, that makes me into somebody big. It's all hogwash, it's garbage. When you come upstairs in 120 years, it's not gonna be worth 0.00. All that. He drives the fastest motorcycle, you know, it's just, oh, here's a Harley. What is it worth? Nothing. If he gets you the coil quicker, very nice, but he can do it 170. But look, Mom, no hands. Sakonis Defoshis, he could do it because he saw some stupid guy on a commercial doing it, flipping. So he has to flip now, because that's godless. But it's worth zero in Shemayim. The only thing that's worth anything, they're going to ask you tzaddik in Russia, what you accomplished with your own personal life. How many people did you protect through your learning Torah? How much did you work on yourself to become that tzaddik? And there's a big shiloh, where's that post on the wall of you, becoming an emissary of Gadol? That's the only thing that's going to come upstairs in the memorial. Where's the Gadol? Where's the great one that you should have become, you could have become? If you get all these shtusim out of my head, so much brainwashing for so many years of what greatness is, if I say. But we know deep down it's all fake. This sports star and that sports star, what's the greatness of it? So he can put a basketball in a hole, he's 7'2". What's going to be able to put it in? You have to be spasticated to be able to not to be able to do it. So he can hit a ball 400 feet and he can kick a ball into a net. Oh wow, there he is, Johnny Rooney from Man United. Wow, let's get his jersey, let's post it up on my wall. Okay, the picture, or my rabbi also underneath the jersey, or maybe on the jersey, Rabbi Shmuel wearing Rooney's jersey. Gevaldik. But when it comes to seeing the greatness of the human being, the Adam Gadol, it's a pella tikazacha boysad. How many, how many Bochum today know the Gdoilim of the generation? How many people know who the Gdoilim are? How people care to know? How people understand the greatness of these people that are living in our generation? He asked Bochum to say, he told about a certain Gadol who something happened to him, or so a certain Gadol who did this. Who is Steinman? So he had a bookstore on the neighborhood, I think. Steinman's books. Last year we were going to take him home to Goyland. The guy said, who is that? Who is that guy? What does he do? He sits in a room. For 40 years he sits in a room. And he sits by a book. He doesn't lift barbells. He doesn't shoot guns. He doesn't shoot basketball hoops. He doesn't play football. He doesn't watch Sunday night football. He doesn't have to miss every day Monday because he has to watch Sunday night football. Sits in a room and the whole world is under his shlita. The whole world and the kapel tachas yav, the whole Eretz Yisrael. You're going to conquer the Eretz Yisrael with that koyach of Torah. The koyach of Torah you're going to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Not with anything else. And the Chaim Kanievsky sits in a room and the whole world, everybody knows, the whole world's running after to get his ball. Oh, that I'll do. If somebody's sick, I'll run to Chaim. Why don't you run to John Schmidt, your famous baseball player, when someone in the family is sick, go to him. Let him autograph his picture and bring it to the sick bed. Maybe she'll get better. Or running to Chaim Kanievsky to get a bracha. We're getting a bracha from this girl. Why? Everybody knows. Comes the Maisa. The Koyach is by the Torah. And Johnny's bat is not going to help this lady. So we all know this. It's a double push. So we just have to think of it for a second. And if we had the She'ifas, if we had the Ashkavas right, and we thought about it for a minute, we'd also want to become something like that. We'd also have She'ifas to become each of the Shlemers that we can become and affect the world in the greatest way. Because whatever we do, as Rashi says, the Chazal say that Hashem took Adam HaRishon. He took him around the whole Bria at the beginning. He said, this is my Bria. Make sure Adam da. Know well. And make sure you don't ruin my world. Because the way you act and your mycin affect everything in the Bria. If you go up, everything will go up with it. But if you go down, the whole Bria is going to go down with you. And we see today what's going on in the Bria of us. How much of the Bria is affecting? There's no rain, but you're walking around. Oh, Hashem, sunny day, it's parched. There's no rain here. Oh, it's a dry season. There's no such thing in that, it's a dry season. Sukkim say clearly, we say it every day in Kriya Shema, the Otsa has Hashemayim. The person does the mitzvahs. You could have all the machine guns, you could have helicopters, jets, 6 F-15s, F-16s flying in the sky, making smoke and smoke, but nothing's going to happen. What's going to happen? You learn Amul Batoja, and you're diving! That's what brings the rain on us. We can affect it, we are affected. There's no rain about that. Well, Baruch Hashem, at least I don't get wet. We need rain here in Israel. Who affects the rain? Masati Kishmecha B'itam. Abav Chas V'Shom B'idua Veiris Chasdam Arva Otzar Hesha Shemaim. Your actions affect the Bria of us. That's how great you are! You could bring rain tomorrow! And we will work on ourselves and we were holding by it. We go out and daven! And the rain comes pouring. If we don't daven properly, when our deeds are not properly, the rain, Hashem says, I'm turning off the barriers. I don't care. It's already November. I don't care you're davening for any month.
But your deeds affect the Bria. There are things going on, you gotta do two more. One of the things of the Gemara in Titus is Bittul Torah. Every few minutes you're talking about stupidity, about Michael Jackstone again. You're on to my favorite topic. Oh, I wish I was in the army. I could do so much for the Israeli nation. Na 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 na. You can do so much, but you can't bring the rain. You can't protect us. Benosati is kamokum bavuram. Just to give before passing last week's parsha. Ilu yesh chamishim sadikim b'sarichayir. Avraham Avinu start to cry. Stoyim v'amor is to be destroyed. Save them. Zotik v'Hashem is destroying everything. Ulai yesh chamishim sadikim b'sarichayir. Maybe there's 50 sadikim b'sarichayir. Maybe there's 40, maybe there's 30, maybe there's 20, maybe there's 10. So completely a little beyond. Let's say there were 10 sadikim. And let's say the next morning, nothing would have happened because Hashem heard the tefillah and said, "Of course, there's 10 tzaddikim b'tzorich ha'ir. I'm going to save the city." What would have happened? The next morning, everybody would have got up. The apple salesman would have gone out with his apples. The tailor, Shlomo's tailor, would have opened up. Every business would have opened up. Whatever was smiling, everything's good. It wouldn't be his last night. The whole city was in sakana. And what saved the city? Asar tzaddikim b'tzorich ha'ir. That's what saved us. No one had known about it. Everybody thought, oh, it's a beautiful day in Sternville today. And no one realized that last night they were about to be destroyed. But Hashem said, there's 10 tzaddikim here. I can't destroy the city. I can't destroy the city. I can't have to show them. There's Arabs and there's armies and there's Iran with their nuclear bombs and there's everything around us. I can't destroy it because the tzaddikim is so chayim for like Torah. It's a plea asuma how we exist today. There's no hezba with the Israeli army and with everything that we have, the bombs and everything. Lamaisa, these nations are millions and billions of people. They just have to come together. Forget about millions, just the people. You know how many Arabs are in the world? Billions. You have to get together without anything, with a slingshot, and come. Billions of people, and they have weaponry and they have bombs. And they're plotting every day. What do you think they're saying at home? Oh, how can we help those beautiful Israelis? They're thinking, oh, let's buy them flowers for Shabbos. We're going to send to all the Israelis flowers. Ahmad, get your flower pots. Let's go deliver flowers. What do you think they're thinking about every second of the day? What's stopping them? It doesn't make sense. There's no Hezba. I'll be smarter. Teretz is Chabishim Tzadikim B'Serich Ha'Yir. The Koyach of Tzadikim B'Serich Ha'Yir. The Tzadik is what protects. He's the beauty of the city. And therefore, we have to aspire to this also. The Gifter, they say, when he was a young Bacha, had an album of Gedolim. A big album of Gedolim. But one picture of in the middle of the album he left over. And someone wants to ask him, why is no picture over there? He has a Roshach, and he was a Roshach was there, but other Gedolim. He said, where's the picture? He said, I want to be in that picture one day. That's my aspiration, that's my goal in life. That's how he made it to the Gedolim. Our she'ifis, our Ritzoinus, to be someone greater. But that's why we're stagnating. We have settled in the mind, it's okay. So I'll be a Baal HaBos. That's it. And it could be someone who will be Balabas, but what type of Balabas are you going to be? What type of chosh of a person you could be and what person you're settling for? Because where's your she'ivas to be that tzaddik? It's okay. I'll be second class, third class, fourth class tzaddik, or maybe a sixth class Russia. I don't care, one of the two. I don't really care. I settled in. I learn a few daf Gemara. I come to davening once a week. I'm a Jew. I'm happy. I wear a kippah too. Baruch Hashem, nice kippah. I wear tzitzit sometime, and Baruch Hashem, and I watch Sunday night football. Baruch Hashem, I'm a Jewish, religious. I'll be a member of my congregation, Ohev Tzedek, for Rabbi Shirley Blackman, Rabbi. No problem. I'll have a good life. I'll go to shul every week. But what's going to be worth for my suicide? What did you do for society? You could have accomplished so much. You could have become so much greater. You settled for nothing when you could have became that tzaddik. You got to keep going up. You got to keep aspiring to God. Even Yaakov, even at his madrega, you can keep going higher. But to have that aspiration to go higher, you have to realize that that's the greatest thing in the world. To be the tzaddik, to be the one that the whole world looks up to. And if it's not the Gadol Hador, but then you remember the community to look up to that person for being a person that comes up to Hunter Davening, that does it, that learns properly, that does chasodim, that's an emissary ben Torah, an emissary yid, that somebody in the world is there to service. That's what we have to aspire to. With all the aspirations in life, what you want to be, I always imagined in life I want to be a fireman. And that's what my musagin, that's what I'm going to stay with ever since I'm 6 years old. I have to be in the army. Ever since I'm 10, I thought I was going to be a plumber. I was always good with the plunger stick. Those are my aspirations. That's your aspiration. I became the best plumber in town. The best dentist. That's the aspiration. That you write on your tombstone after 120. Here lies dentist Dr. David Feinstein, DDS, pulled 12,272 teeth. Here he lies with the teeth. He buried with all that teeth. That's what you aspire to in life. To be somebody in your life, you go upstairs. What did you gain? What did you do in this world? You watch 7 billion football games. You saw 2 million boxing fights. That's what you have to reward for yourself. You did on the side, but where did you get to? Life is given that a person should keep going forward before you say, rise, move forward, accomplish, become somebody. Somebody choshev. There's no bocha in this yeshiva, can't be choshev a bocha. A choshev a yulaman and a choshev person in his community, in life, in the world. But you need aspirations and goals. You have to aspire to go up. No matter where you're holding, you got to go further. You got to make goals for yourself. How to go higher and climb the ladder to success. Hashem's on the top waiting for you. Shloimelach. Let's go higher. Because if you're not going to go higher, you're going to go down. This is what we have to aspire to. This is our charge in life. This is where Bachem fall. They settle for less. They settle for comfort, the easy street. And they don't realize they push a little bit harder and can reach madrigas that you never imagined. Should be Sirchah Be'ez Hashem to climb that ladder of success. To be somebody in life that our kids look up to us. As a special person, Rabbi Yisrael. If you want your wife and your kids to look up to you, if you continue with these habits, no one's going to look up to you. Yeah, Daddy, Sunday afternoon is very busy. He's in the living room with a beer, watching television. That's my dad. That's my dad. Rachela, let's go to Eretz Yisrael. I want to visit my yeshiva, old yeshiva, see my Rebbe, Rabbi Applebaum again. He must have a great beard. Let's go and take the kids. I want to show them that ground that I spent. Dum 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 dum. The airplane did over. We get to yeshiva. Here it is, still in Ramat Shlomo. 27 caravans. Here's Rabbi Saul sitting there about getting shmooze. Yankala, where are you showing us? Well, I want to show you where I spent my most time. Okay, we'll go to the base med. No, come this way. Heaven 3! That's where I spent my time the whole year in Israel! Here it is! Oh. Boom, swing it open! That's my bed! Open! It's still the same! I miss you! So, 2 good years I spent in that bed! It was the best time of life! Little Yitzchak, come see my bed! What about the Rosh Yeshiva? I really saw it in the Yeshiva! This is where I saw most of my time! With the movie underneath the blankets! That was such a good year! There were 1,221 movies! Maybe my iPod's still there! What's that fool of the Rosh Yeshiva? I had left in my bed! There it is! Honey! Oh! Without you, it would have been so boring this year. So many moves. Oh, such a good time. I can't believe you're still here. I want to be married with you. And my books. So it's in the roof. You know those roofs? These roofs. Go in there. Shower down! 429 novels! Watch out, Sola! It's a barrage of novels!
Daddy, you read this!
Maybe not, that was the roommate's book. But I got away with it very slow. Then press open the crack! Let's go see the Rosh Yeshiva! What for? This is where I spent my life in Israel this year, accomplishing so much. Wow, Dad, I look up to you. Can you buy me an iPod when you get back? I just want to be just like you, Dad. Well, Yankala comes and says, Dad, this is where you spent the whole time with this medrash. Staggered away. Look how cautious you are, Dad. What a cautious, respectable person you are. Look how fair you are in your business. Look how when you come to shul, how you daven. You must have learned how to daven in this place. Dad! What about your roommate? Did he learn how to daven? He never showed up for davening! He never learned how to daven! Wow, Dad, I really look up to you. Look what you became in this place. Look how much you accomplished in your life. Look what a special person you are. 2 scenarios can very much be us. The year's still younger, Boise, but it moves quick. Life moves quick, Boise. Don't waste it. Realize that life, you got to keep going hard, you got to accomplish, you got to set goals to become great. Become somebody that's respected by everybody, your family, your community. Somebody that occurs, Baruch Hu, needs of, and on top of that ladder looking down and say, Yankala, keep coming on you. Keep coming towards me. Somebody Baruch Hu has nachas from. Somebody the world has nachas and has shmira from. Somebody who helps bring about together with everybody else, Kwan Tsai, the Shia Sikanim here, you know.